AircheckDownloads.com.
I'm Scott Shannon, kicking off the first weekend of summer here on the Rockin' America Countdown.
Oh, what a surprise!
All we've got left are the 10 biggest hits in the USA. There are three new songs in the top 10 this week, including the latest from Bruce Hornsby and The Range. Moving up seven places to number 10, here's Bruce and his buddies singing The Valley Road. That's the third top 10 hit for Bruce Hornsby and The Range. The Valley Road, number 10 this week on the Top 30 Countdown. Well, Belinda Carlisle's first show on her current tour kicked off with a stormy performance. In fact, it was so stormy that just as Belinda took the stage in Berkeley, California, the skies opened up and forced them to cancel the show. She's in Europe this week, and her latest hit has cracked the top 10 on our countdown. Moving up to number 9 this week, here's Belinda Carlisle and Circle in the Sand. Number 9 this week on your smiling top 30 countdown, that's Belinda Carlisle and Circle in the Sand, the third top 10 hit from her LP called Heaven. I'm Scott Shannon. We're counting down the biggest of the big time hits from the USA on Rockin' America.
I've never seen such a beautiful tush.
And now let's take a look into the Rockin' America mailbag. Dear Scott and Nuthut crew, I listen to you guys on 104.3 WZYP in Athens, Alabama. I was wondering, what in the world has Bon Jovi been doing? When will they release another LP? Love the show. Thanks very much. Signed, Kim Moscato. Well, Kim, John and the boys have been working very hard. Besides helping Cher with her LP, they've been writing songs and getting ready to release their next LP. Hopefully, you'll have some brand new music from Bon Jovi late this summer. Thank you for writing, and we will send you one of those good-looking Rockin' America hot countdown shirts just because we love you. If you'd like to write us here at the Nuthut Studios, our official address is Rockin' America, Box 7100, New York City, 10150. I'm Scott Shannon. Be right back to continue our climb to the number one hit in the USA, and we'll talk to Michael Jackson in a moment.
The face invasion has begun.
This is the worldwide Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown, brought to you via satellite on the Westwood One Radio Networks and heard in nooks, crannies, and great radio stations like FM 107 in beautiful Bangkok, Thailand, Z100, WZFF, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and the station in motion in Casper, Wyoming, KTRS. Thanks for joining us, and thank you for listening. We're up to the number 8 song on the countdown. That song is from Samantha Fox, the second top 10 hit for this young English beauty. Down two places to number 8 this week, here's Samantha and Naughty Girls Need Love, too.
Naughty Girls Need Love.
Naughty Girls Need Love, too.
I want you to play with me.
That's Samantha Fox dropping back two places to number 8 this week on the Top 30 Countdown. Our next big hit is from a group that's had a string of hits that's kept them constantly on tour and recording for the past 3 years. They haven't even had time to go to the bathroom. Their latest smash is up to number 7 this week on Rockin' America. Here's the Jets and Make It Real. That's the group that got their start in the USA, playing in the Holiday Inn lounges around Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Jets, moving up to number 7 this week on our Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon, kicking off the summer with the first vacation edition of Rockin' America. Michael Jackson is in the middle of a 42-city sold-out European tour, but the Rockin' America reporters caught up with him and asked Michael if there were any plans for another Jackson family tour.
Probably sometime after this summer. But we really, really haven't pinpointed any dates yet. As far as Janet and Jermaine are concerned, if we do, it'll be a surprise.
Imagine a concert with Jermaine, Janet, and Michael Jackson on one stage. Try to get a ticket to that one. This week, Michael climbs up to number 6 on Rockin' America with his latest hit called Dirty Diana.
You'll never make me stay, so take your weight off of me.
Number 6 this week on the Rockin' America Countdown, Michael Jackson and Dirty Diana. By the way, that's the 4th straight top 10 hit for Michael. I bet Bubbles is happy about that. I'm Scott Shannon with Rockin' America's Mr. Leonard.
And get ready to turn your radio up nice and loud to test your skills for coming up next on Rockin' America. It's the Super Secret Celebrity Singer.
The what?
The Super Secret Celebrity Singer.
Faster.
The Super Secret Celebrity Singer. How's that?
Offer expires end of game 3.
You're on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Chatham, the DJ on duty, and with me is the master of musical disaster, Mr. Leonard. Now, do you have that tape queued up?
Of course I do, Scott. By the way, that's the Master Power Flash Connector.
Gotcha, Mr. Leonard. Now, listen closely, ladies and gentlemen. What we're about to do is play a little teeny, very early phase of a recording artist's career. See if you can identify this Rockin' America secret celebrity singer. Do you have any idea who that secret singer is?
Scott, I know who it is.
Who is it, Mr. Leonard?
Barry Manilow.
No, it's not Barry Manilow. Run the tape back one more time. Let's listen to a little bit more of it. That's a song called Rock and Roll Baby, recorded by a young lady when she was only 12 years old. Her name is Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson?
Yes, Debbie Gibson.
I could have sworn that was Barry Manilow or Michael Jackson.
Now, even though she was only 12 years old when she recorded that song, it was the very next year when she signed a record contract. And now, she's had four hits from her very first LP. The latest from that LP is at number 5 this week on Rockin' America. Here's our secret celebrity singer, Debbie Gibson, and Foolish Beat. That's Debbie Gibson with a song she wrote and produced herself. Foolish Beat is number 5 this week on the Top 30 Countdown. Next up is the first hit for this band in over 3 long years. What took them so long between hits? They took a vacation. That's all, they took a little time off. Daryl Hall and John Oates are now back together and will begin their first tour this month in New York City. Their latest is at number 4 this week, Hall & Oates, Everything Your Heart Desires. That's Daryl and John, Hall & Oates with Everything Your Heart Desires. Number 4 this week on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. Well, you've been bugging me. You've been bugging me, driving me crazy. All right, Mr. Leonard, you can sing your little stupid song. Go.
4. I've got 2 legs from my butt to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And when I move them, they walk around. And when I lift them, they climb the stairs. And when I shave them, they ain't got hairs. The countdown will continue in a moment. What a song.
Beautiful.
A waterproof mascara that works 24 hours.
I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
I'm Scott Shannon on the Rockin' America Countdown. Rick Astley had a great year in 1987. His very first record not only performed well, but was the very best number one selling record in all of England. And now he's threatening to do the very same with this song. Moving up one notch to number 3 on our countdown, here's Rick Astley and Together Forever. Rick Astley and Together Forever, number 3 this week on the Rockin' America Countdown.
2,449.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing, Mr. Leonard?
Well, see this, Scott? This is Rick Astley's new album.
Right.
And I'm counting the freckles on Rick Astley's face.
Oh.
Could you imagine if he married Molly Ringwald? Thought I'd have to get out my weighing calculator to count all those.
For the past 2 weeks, the band Johnny Hates Jazz has been trying to make it to the number 1 slot. But George Michael won't get out of the way. And guess what? Johnny Hates Jazz is still at number 2 this week. Here's Shattered Dreams. That's the second biggest hit in the USA. Number 2 this week on Rockin' America, Shattered Dreams from Johnny Hates Jazz. And you know what that means?
Oh, my God! I can't believe it!
The biggest hit in the 50 states. The number 1 song in the land is next on Rockin' America.
Hey, I'm not the best-looking girl in the world.
In the Army Reserve.
Paid for by the Army Reserve.
Rockin' America, Top 30 Countdown. With Scott.
Broadcasting from the out-of-control room at the Nut Hut Studios of Rockin' America, this is Scott Shannon. For the past couple of hours, we've been counting down the top 30 hits in the USA, and we're finally up to the number one song of the week. The number one hit in the USA for the third straight week. The fourth number one hit from the very same LP, Fate. Number one this week, George Michael, and One More Try. That's the biggest hit in the USA for the third week in a row, George Michael and One More Try. Number one on Rockin' America.
Is that it, Scott? Can I go?
Not yet, Mr. Leonard. We'll meet you right here next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown.
Now can I go?
This is Scott Shannon. Thank you for listening.
I don't care what you say. I'm out of here now.
Get me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
The Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown is based in the mosquito population of Arkansas and radio airplay from the 230 contemporary radio stations across the U.S. USA as reported on the Radio and Records, the industry's newspaper. Rockin' America is a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks in association with Mallright Creative Services, produced in New York by J.R. Scott and the Nut Hut crew. Written and produced by Coach Michael Pelka. The Nut Hut is Ross Pertain, John Rio, Kathy D., and Mr. Leonard, and all the arena football players you can name. Production engineering by Ron Harris, associate producer Steve Longo. Rockin' America is produced for the Westwood One Radio Networks, executive producer Norm Pattis. Be sure to join us next week to hear the 30 hottest hits in the USA. But for right now, we say... Bye, buckaroos.
Aircheckdownloads.com.